Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome again from the Learning Project in Boston, Massachusetts. This is Mr. Gerstenlauer, and I'm here for our second broadcast of the class of 2017. They spent the past couple of weeks writing essays inspired by NPR's This I Believe radio program and are sharing them aloud with you throughout the course of this week and next. Today's theme is Understanding the Culture That Surrounds Us. If you'd like to ask a question to any of our speakers, please give us a call in the second half of the show. The number here is 563-999-3525. Again, 563-999-3525. First up today will be Pia. 12-year-old Pia loves to bake for her family and loves to dance. She enjoys to scrapbook and sew as well. Pia lives with her mom, dad, and older brother. She often performs magic tricks for her family and friends. She's biracial, and even though she is black and white, she's more clearly seen as African American. Pia is tall, and many people assume she plays basketball. She wanted to address some stereotypes because she knows how hurtful they can be. Here she is sharing her essay, Stereotypes in Television.
I remember when I was about 7 or 8, I was watching Tom and Jerry with my older brother, Lucas. In each episode, there are 2 12-minute episodes. In this case, they are called Casanova Cat and Mouse Cleaning. They both have one character called Mammy Two-Shoes. She was a very stereotypical black woman. I knew something wasn't right, but I forgot about it. At the time, I was unaware of all the stereotypes that were introduced in these racist episodes of Tom and Jerry. I believe that particular portrayals of characters in TV shows reinforce stereotypes. I found a good example of this in Tom and Jerry. The common children's show Tom and Jerry has recently been proved to have some racist episodes. The adult in these parts, Mammy Two Shoes, is a black woman with supposedly typical black traits. For example, she has bad grammar, and her attire consists of an apron and tattered socks with house shoes that make you believe that she is a job of service and doesn't have enough money for new clothes. She is very afraid of mice, even so that she'll jump on a stool to avoid it. The most racist thing in that episode was the dinner that Mammy Two Shoes was making. It was fried chicken, mashed potatoes, watermelon, collard greens, and pie, stereotypical black foods. The most stereotyped people in TV shows are African Americans, which is not a surprise. In multiple shows that I watched, the blacks eat fried chicken, mashed potatoes, collard greens, watermelon, Kool-Aid, pie, cornbread, grits, ribs, sweet potatoes, sweet potato pie, and cobbler. I could go on and on with this list. The fact that I could list all those foods is a problem. Stereotypes are wrapped tightly around black people like a blanket. Stereotypes are formed when people have opinions that they share with each other, and it becomes the norm. There are many people trying to prevent stereotypes from continuing to form. Unfortunately, things like Add to Funny and kid-friendly shows prevent that from happening. Because most kids watch TV, their minds easily connect with them. If that concept contains biased information and stereotypes, the brains will automatically conceive the information as true. Kids are also gullible and naive, so they'll most likely take the information in and think of it as something they learn and tell their friends. To Amazon Prime a couple of years ago. In a corner, they have a warning that some episodes may have racist material. Even though they realize that the companies, they don't do anything about it. They don't take down the things in episodes that have racist concepts. I mean, after an outbreak of rage after the 2 episodes were released, they stopped using Mammy Two Shoes in their episodes, which was considerate of the company, but it doesn't change what they did before. Even though I didn't realize it before, at the age of 7 or 8, racial bias is presented in persuasive ways that we don't realize it. Occasionally, I'll watch Tom and Jerry, but I'll start to notice the little things that stand out to me that are stereotypical. Imagine that it's your nationality or religion that's being criticized. If you're African American or Native American or Muslim, Jewish, whatever it is, it doesn't feel great to be categorized. Everything that you know about yourself is not true. If you're black and you don't eat the food that you're supposed to eat, you're not black. If you don't wear a yarmulke or cover your shoulders, you're not Jewish. You don't have to do the things that are stereotypical for your culture. We need to expand our definitions for any culture or adaptation to any culture so in the future there aren't any stereotypes. We have a long way to go in the process of reducing racial bias, but I believe that we'll have a solution to this problem in years to come.
Niccolo is a 4,561-day-old boy who lives in Charlestown with his mom and dad. While having no pets, he enjoys his time with playing sports such as hockey and lacrosse. Every year, he goes to Italy to visit his family on his dad's side. Niccolo knows that not many people are aware of gender salary differences, and he wanted to change that. Here he is sharing his essay, Gender Salary Differences.
This year on International Women's Day, my teacher taught us how women still don't have the same rights as men. One of the unequal rights we learned about was how men are typically paid more than women for the same job. It was at that moment that I started to actually become aware of this problem. This made me feel really bad because some women could be working even harder than a man and still get paid less. Ever since then, when I hear about this topic, it just makes me even more interested to learn and understand it more. You might think that there's no way to fix this problem. Instead, we should just find a different problem to solve. But there are many ways to improve this issue. I believe that in order to solve this problem of gender salary differences, we have to be patient with ourselves and with others to think of a solution. Also, to help solve this problem, we have to teach others the accurate facts, not the false ones. With more people aware and supportive of this problem, it would take less time for this to be solved. When you ask someone what their salary is, you'd think that people are paid the same, regardless of their sex. However, men are paid more because of the stereotype spreading. My goal is to look deeper into it. While researching this topic, I found a website that surprised me because of this one fact. According to Pew Research Center, women of different races are paid even less than the average woman because of discrimination. The average amount of money a woman would get per dollar is 20 cents, but a man would get 100 cents per dollar. Think about it, for every $100, a woman will get only $18, which is very little. Imagine, it's Friday night and you rip open your paycheck, and it has the amount of $18. Then you see your neighbor next door, and he's ecstatic because he got the amount of $100, even though he has the same job as you at the same facility. Wouldn't that be sad? All families are different, but sometimes this injustice and unfairness when it comes to the salaries can impact the money family has to spend. For example, if a family with two moms was paid less than a family with two dads, that would be a problem. But would the world be different if women were paid more than men? The answer is no, because women would still have the stereotype about them going around, and they wouldn't still be considered as a housekeeper for the family. Another thing that made me want to research this topic more was how my teacher mentioned how people, especially men, never feel bad about women not getting paid equally because they are too aware of this problem and how to solve it. Sometimes you don't realize or think of this problem, but what if you were that family with two moms getting paid less because you were female? Through studying this topic, I learned that more more people are becoming more aware of this and more aware and informed about this problem. These people have been trying to find ways to support women who have to suffer life with this unfairness. Anyone can help, even kids. Kids could inform themselves about the accurate facts and speak out if they believe it is unfair. Even helping just a little can make a huge difference. The one main problem that has to be solved is the gender salary differences in our world.
Elsa is 11 years old and lives in the South End with her mom, dad, and puppy, Lola. She likes the color pink, music, and salad. She has many hobbies, some of which are skateboarding, horseback riding, talking, going to Starbucks, listening to music, and much more. Elsa thinks that no one's feelings should be hurt, especially if they have not done anything at all. Here she is reading her essay, Cultural Appropriation.
Do you know what cultural appropriation is? Cultural appropriation is the act of stealing something from another culture and putting it on display in a usually hurtful and clueless way. I believe that cultural appropriation is a very rude and hurtful thing. An everyday example are sports team logos. A team that you might know of are the Redskins. Their logo shows a Native American. He has practically red skin and is wearing a large feathered headdress. This is not only rude, because it is hurtful to many people, but it is highly accentuating their stereotypical features. People are vaguely categorizing cultures without even understanding the meaning behind them. To appropriate culture means many things. The first is to take from another culture and disrespectfully copy their native style. Many cultures have been developing styles for hundreds of thousands of years. Most of the time, these cultural features have been developed for religious or ceremonial beliefs. It's even worse when we don't even know what the feature we've appropriated is really about. When we appropriate culture, we usually don't have permission from another culture. The second meaning of cultural appropriation is to vaguely categorize a culture or to make a clueless assumption about it. Those are only two of the too many meanings of cultural appropriation. It is very important to never culturally appropriate. The first reason you should never appropriate from other cultures is that it's just plain rude. It is offending innocent people. It's also bad because most of the people appropriating cultures don't even know it. They're clueless. If more people know about cultural appropriation, then the less cultures will be copied cluelessly. The even worse part about it is that the people appropriating the culture don't even know the meaning behind it. Take a headdress, for example. Headdresses are usually worn by Native Americans at sacred rituals or by the chief. When most people think of Native Americans, they think of a headdress, when they mostly wear clothes just like you and I. Those are only a few of the many reasons we should never culturally appropriate. And also tell others to never do so as well. Cultural appropriation is shown in our world in far too many ways. The first example I will be telling you about is about Kylie Jenner. In 2015, Kylie posted one of her usual daily selfies, but one thing was a bit off, her hair. She was sporting some new cornrows. Everyone was furious. She was accused by millions of people of appropriating African-American culture, or African culture. Within 3 or 4 hours, the cornrows were out, and the post was deleted. This shows that cultural appropriation is not so great, because by posting this picture, everyone on the internet had access to it. This will make young people who follow or look up to her think that it is okay to take from another culture without even knowing the meaning behind it. I think that Kylie is a very cool person and all, but this is definitely not the right choice. Here's another example of cultural appropriation. Imagine you and your family braid cornrows. This is how you've taken care of your hair and worn your hair your entire life. Then a random person on vacation at the resort constantly invading your hometown asks you to braid their hair. You're confused because this girl has straight hair and has no idea of this tradition, but still asks you to braid her hair. They just don't understand, you think to yourself. That is another example of the many ways cultural appropriation is shown in our world. I believe that cultural appropriation is very bad and hurtful. We're nonstop stealing or hurting other cultures. The worst part is that we don't even know. If more people knew what they were doing could offend people, then the less they would hopefully do it. If you tell your friends about cultural appropriation, then the less they will do it. Then, hopefully, it will die, and soon we will stop offending other cultures once and for all. Now that you know all about cultural appropriation, what do you think of it? Is it rude, mean, hurtful, or just okay?
Letty is a 12-year-old girl who lives in the South End. She loves dancing, listening to music, hanging out with friends, skateboarding for fun, eating tacos, and many more things. She doesn't have any pets, but treats her friend's pet, Lola, like her own. Letty walks past homeless people all the time and realizes they are struggling with life and thinks if she were in that position, she wouldn't be comfortable. Listen as she shares respecting differences.
Once on the 4th of July, my family and I were walking back from the common and we heard gunshots. It started raining hard and I was drenched in rain. I was cold and uncomfortable, so were my family members. My family and I were running past 7-Eleven and a homeless man stopped us. We froze in fear because we didn't really trust homeless people because of the stereotypes about them. We asked him what he wanted. He ended up saying that he wanted to give us ponchos and told us to come in a dark alleyway where it was safe. At first, we were really nervous. But this man was very kind and thoughtful for thinking about us when he could have been worrying about himself. I believe that you should respect anyone whether they're homeless or not. I believe that being respectful to another person means making them feel valued and important. Showing respect is a little act. It's not difficult. Being respectful can be as little as saying hi to someone. It doesn't mean being their best friend, but understanding them and their feelings, using a polite voice, smiling, and greeting them. If you're being disrespectful to someone, they might not feel equal to someone you may respect. They can feel like they aren't worth as much as another human. People usually think that the homeless are careless, alcoholic, drug-addicted humans. Some people forget that they are human. As a matter of fact, homeless people usually end up from unaffordable housing, having trouble socially and economically, death of an important family member, or poverty, which is the main reason why they become homeless. Most of them did have a job at one point, but probably lost it. So when you first think of homeless people, don't think about drugs, alcohol, etc., because they're way more than that. Not only do I believe, but I know homeless people also have feelings just like you. Imagine you haven't had lunch or dinner. You're extremely hungry and grumpy. Now imagine yourself sitting on the ground, don't have money, haven't had food for 2 or more days. You're begging people for change. They pass by you, sarcastically laughing, assuming that you spend your money on drugs. Which one is worse, the first or second exam? You may not notice, but they have feelings too. When people whisper about how dirty your clothing is or where you're sleeping, they're already going through a bitter battle. So people being impolite is not going to make anything better. The experience of the homeless man that I talked about before helped shape my thinking. If it weren't for him, I could have easily got hurt. I didn't expect him to help my family because I assumed he never really earned respect from others. I realized that he showed me the golden rule. This also shaped my thinking because, as I previously stated, we didn't really trust homeless people. But after that, this, I know that most homeless people are sympathetic and considerate.
Thank you. Before our final speaker speaks, I want to remind anyone who's listening live right now that if they'd like to call in and speak with any of the people we're presenting today or ask them a question, the number to do so is 563-999-3525. Andrew is a 12-year-old boy who lives in Charlestown. He has little twin brothers named John and William. He likes to listen to music in the car, and when he has free time, he likes to play hockey, video games, and wrestle with his brothers. Andrew loves all sports in general and wrote his essay about a real problem in the world that needs to be fixed. Here's Andrew's reading, Equality in Male and Female Sports.
One person has a net worth of $120 million, and the other has a net worth of $1 billion. What if I told you that they are both athletes, but one of them is a woman and the other is a man? It wouldn't be hard to tell which is which. The two athletes I am talking about are Serena Williams and Michael Jordan. These are the highest paid athletes of their gender. I believe that male and female sports should get the same amount of attention, and the athletes should get paid based off of how good they are, not based off of their gender. It really shocked me that the difference in their net worths from Serena to Michael was $880 million. Female athletes are all around the world continue to get paid less than men. It is completely unfair. Imagine that you play the same position, practice the same amount of hours, and play the same amount of games as a male in the NBA, and you're in the WNBA. You get paid less not because you're not as good as him, but because you're a different gender than him. The maximum pay for a WNBA player is $109,500. The maximum pay for an NBA player is $16,407,000. Here we have a really good WNBA player who doesn't even make $1 million, and then we have a good NBA player who makes close to $17 million. The difference in pay is unacceptable, and we need to do something about it. Male and female athletes should get paid based off of their gender, not should get paid based off their gender. So you get paid based on how good they are, no matter if they're male or female. Another example, when Germany won the World Cup in 2014, they received $35 million in prize money. On the other hand, when the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup, they only received $2 million in prize money. They even received less money than the U.S. men's soccer team, who came in 11th place. They got $9 million in prize money, and they didn't even win. What do you think about this? Is it right or wrong? I think that it is wrong. Men and women don't get the same amount of attention and respect for sports, and it isn't fair that they don't. We need to take action and do something about it. It is really easy. Little things can make a difference. For example, buying tickets to a women's sports game. That can make a difference because a lot of the money that athletes get paid comes from the tickets and what people pay to watch them. So if you see that if you buy a ticket, you're not giving the woman just not more money, but the chance to prove how good they are. I searched what the most popular women's sports team was, and nothing came up. That just shows that not enough people care about women's sports. On the other hand, when I searched up the most popular male sports team, over 25 things showed up. Writers aren't writing enough about female athletes because they don't think they are good or worth talking about. Well, I'm sure that there are dozens of female athletes that are better at what they do than men. People just don't realize it. This year, on International Women's Day, my teacher told me that there was a women's professional hockey league. It really shocked me because I never knew that there was a professional women's hockey league. That concerned me. It made me realize that women's athletics don't get enough attention. She told me that they got paid, and I was surprised. Most of the women had second jobs because they couldn't make a living off of the money they were making playing hockey. I believe that male and female sports should get the same amount of attention. It isn't right that male sports get paid more than female sports. We need to do something about it. Women should get the chance to prove themselves. We can break the gender barrier in female sports.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Our final presentation will be on Monday at 1:30 p.m. Our final five speakers will speak. The final topic is understanding ourselves. So tune in again then.